You are more blessed than you think. Most of us, on Thanksgiving, maybe here and there, we're like, oh, I'm thankful. But many times we are not. Gratitude is not our lifestyle. It's not how we live day in and day out. It's, you know, you just have to have a rainy day in the summer and we complain. Or, you know, a very cold day in winter and we complain. You know, in the middle of August, we are hoping for colder weather. In the middle of January, we want hotter weather. And, I mean, go figure. We're just not really often not grateful. And our sense of happiness and well-being is often so dependent on the situation that we are in and how life is going that we've lost this sense of just being grateful. I don't know about what your Bible says, but my Bible has this little heading that says, praise for spiritual blessings. As we read, and even though our text is really only going to be verse 3 of chapter 1, I'd like to read 3 to 14. Now, you may not know this, but in the Greek, this is a section that is one single sentence. And if you remember your junior high or high school grammar, what do we call that in English? A what? A run-on sentence. It's like the person started and didn't know when to stop. And the Apostle Paul gets going, and I think he's just so excited about what God has revealed to him and what he knows of God that he just keeps going and going and doesn't stop. And you know, in English, of course, they broke it down into several verses, into a couple of paragraphs in some versions of it, and it's just one long-winded sentence. But let me read it to you. I'll try to breathe here and there so that you can stay with me. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. That's our past blessing. He chose us a long time ago. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given to us in the one he loves. In him we have, that's the current, the present blessing, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. I was saying to the guys yesterday that, you know, I could maybe bless one or two of you, but it'd be according to my riches. And guess what? When God blesses you, he blesses you according to his riches. And his riches are endless, not like mine that are limited. So let's continue. That he lavished, verse 8, that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment. That's the future blessing, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with his purpose, or with the purpose of his will, in order that we who are the first to put our hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit, or down payment, who is the deposit guarantee in our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. But let me focus in on this one verse. Praise be to the Father, to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Lord Jesus, open up our hearts to receive your word and to count our blessings and to name them one by one and to see all the things that you have done for us, that this Thanksgiving Sunday we may be grateful, so grateful. And as we capture the meaning of your blessings and the quantity of your blessings, God, that we can be thankful all year round. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You will notice that there's, I think, 3 or 4 times in this text that I just read where this phrase is used. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, praise, or your translation may say blessing, or blessed, actually. Verse 6, something that he has done these things to the praise of his glorious grace. That's why he's working in our lives and why he saved us. Verse 12, that we might be for the praise of his glory. And verse 14, that the Holy Spirit, he gave us the Holy Spirit as a guarantee to the praise of his glory. Now, I want you to know that God does not need our praise. He does not need to be blessed by us so that he is God, so that he feels good. Not at all. You know, it is said that Nero had given an order that when he died, they would kill all these people, most of them Christians who were in jail, so that the whole empire would mourn, but people would think they were mourning because he had died. Jesus is not an egomaniac. God does not become more God when you and I give him praise. He has hosts, heavenly hosts, that praise him day and night, 24/7, since eternity past to eternity future. And they see that he is worthy, and they praise him. And when you and I see that he is worthy, who he is and what he has done for us, we will worship him. But he doesn't need our worship in order to be God, or in order for God to feel good. We need to understand that. Again, praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing. The ESV, the New American Standard, probably the King James, used a slightly different word, blessed. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Blessed. Blessed. You see, something that we pick up. I'm going to show you six things from verse 3. Number one, Paul uses a new name for God that it never has been used before. Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus often referred to God as his Father, but he just said, "No, my Father." Now, Paul has kind of combined those two things, and he's seeing how indivisible the Trinity is. Father, Jesus Christ, and later on we're going to hear about the Holy Spirit. But a new name. Have you ever been worshiping God and you kind of like ran out of words? And you're like, oh man, I wish I knew more English words. Or I wish I knew another language. Or I wish I knew some other phrase that I could use to express my gratitude towards God. So this is what Paul does. He comes up with a new name. We're also told where the sources of the blessings are from. God. God. You got up this morning? That's a blessing from God. You can breathe? That's a blessing from God. You ate a meal and your breakfast and you enjoyed the taste and the texture of it. That's a blessing from God. You could get dressed. That's a blessing from God. You can call your friends and talk to them. That's a blessing from God. You can lay down and go to sleep and wake up. That's a blessing from God. He has blessed us. Every blessing we have is from God. You have a spouse, that's a blessing from God. You have children, that's a blessing from God. You have parents, that's a blessing from God. You have grandchildren, that's a blessing from God. You have a job, that's a blessing from God. You have a roof over your house, that's a blessing from God. You have more than two changes of clothing, that's a blessing from God. So many blessings, friends, and our blessings all come from God. There is no other source of blessing. You have a job, hopefully you have a nice boss and you get a salary. That's really nice. But ultimately, behind all of that is God. And he wants to bless us. And in the prayer course, of course, this week we learned that God loves to give good gifts to his children. And I love the expression that the fellow uses. He says, you know, in the Lord's Prayer, it tells us to pray for daily bread. Because that's talking about our basic needs. He says, but sometimes I think it's okay to ask the Lord to put a little Nutella on that bread. And if you don't know what Nutella is, boy, you've been missing something really good. God gives us more than just our needs. In Scripture, we're told that if we have a roof over our house, something to wear, and food for today, that with that we should be happy. Most of us, you know, our closets are full, the pantry is full. full. We sometimes throw food away because we didn't need it or it went bad. You know how blessed we are by God Almighty? We are so blessed, way more blessed than the majority of the rest of the world. Also, where are the locations of the blessings? In the heavenly realms. So you may be still be waiting for that Ferrari or that F-150 or for an upgraded house or for something. And then the Lord may just give that to you because He loves to give good gifts. But the majority of our blessings that are most powerful and most meaningful are the spiritual ones. So if you listen to somebody who says, if you give this much money to my ministry and the Lord will give you this many thousands of dollars, don't you believe it. That's not how it works. Or if you do this and if you do that, then God has to heal you. It doesn't work that way. We have already been blessed. And the blessings are in the heavenly realms. Later on, Paul is going to go on to say that we get this. Well, he says that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. And you know what he will say later on? That we are seated with Christ in the heavenly realms. Imagine that. Can you imagine that you and I, somehow, because we are in Christ, we are seated at the right hand of the Father? What bigger blessing do we want? Let's carry on. The types of blessings are spiritual, primarily spiritual. The rest of them is just icing on the cake. It's the Nutella on the bread. Our spiritual blessings. We're no longer God's enemies. We're no longer under wrath. We no longer are slaves to sin. God has taken away the fear of sin and its punishment. That our sins have been wiped out. That when God looks at us, He sees Jesus. He calls these folks in Ephesus and us saints, holy ones, set apart ones. We don't see ourselves that way, but Jesus, God, sees us that way because we are where? In Christ. In Christ. And in Christ is not like your clothes, like your socks in your drawer or your clothes hanging on your closet. It's that organic relationship that Jesus talks about in John, that He is the vine and we are the branches. And if we abide with Him, there will be much fruit. And then what does He go on to say? That apart from Him, we can do a lot of things. Right? You're saying, no, how come they're not agreeing with me? That's what He says. If we, that apart from Him, we can do nothing. Our heavenly blessing, friends, is in being organically connected to Jesus. And His lifeblood becomes our lifeblood. His passions become our passions. His desires become our desires. The power available to Him through the Holy Spirit is available to you and I because we are blessed in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Listen to what else it says here. The quantity of blessings. He says that He has what? Every. Or another translation would be all. Every and all blessings. God is not stingy. Have you figured that out? I mean, He uses the word here that He lavished on us. That He lavished on us. Lavished on us is not like, well, here's $2. Buy yourself a Tim's. I hope it's enough for a Tim's and a Timbit or something. It's like, no, here, go ahead. Here's the credit card. Use it. Not the credit card like from the bank, but God's bank. In heaven. I wonder that we're going to get to heaven someday and there's going to be full storehouses of all kinds of blessings and we're going to say, why are they there? Nothing. God's going to say, because you guys never asked for them. My people never asked me for anything. They were just happy to be blessed and to sleep in peace and that, the Tim Hortons line wouldn't be that long. The quantity of blessing is very generous. It's all, everything that you and I need. He has already given to us. Every single one of them. Isn't it great that He has made everything? God has already done everything for you and I to be in relationship with Him, at peace with ourselves, at peace with one another, and we have the hope of heaven. No wonder Paul says that, "O death, where is your sting?" Someone says it's like there's a kid in the backseat of the car who's deathly allergic to bee stings. And there's this bee in the car, and the kid is freaking out. And dad grabs it, lets it go, and the bee's still flying around. And the kid's like, "Dad, dad, dad, dad." And the dad says, "It's okay, son. It already stung me." Jesus took the penalty of sin for you and I so that we are now in Christ and we no longer have to be afraid. We don't have to fear death. We don't have to fear the enemy. We don't have to wonder about what happens when we die. Are you starting to get the idea that you are more blessed than you think? And the location of the blessings. I love these words. Where are the blessings? In Christ. In Christ. In Christ. So you know that the more we are connected to Christ, the more we run to Christ, the more we depend on Christ, the more we talk to Christ, the more we grow to be like Christ. Guess what? The blessings are there for us. No wonder John says that from the goodness of His grace, speaking of Jesus, we have all, in English it says we have received. In Spanish and in other translations it says we have taken blessing after blessing after blessing. It's right there for the taking. Because you're in Christ. We are, don't you love this word? Co-heirs with Christ. That whatever God has said He's given to His Son, He's given to you and I. Dan, I don't think they believe me. Remember what the prodigal, what the father says to the son that didn't leave, but his heart was far from him? He's like, "Dad, this rascal, my brother, has been spending his money, your money, in sin, and now he comes back and you're throwing him a party. I've been here all the time." Remember what the father said? You remember? Sonny, son, everything I have is yours, but you've never asked. This is why I think, honestly, we're going to get to heaven and there's going to be storehouses of blessings that we never asked for. You know, I just captured this the other day. Isaiah the prophet has a vision of God who's high and lifted up, and the train of His robe fills the temple, and there's smoke and lights and heavenly beings worshiping God. And Isaiah realizes that he is a very sinful person, and God sends one of the seraphims and touches him with a hot coal in his mouth, and He says, "Your sin is taken away." And then this happens. God says, "Now whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And do you remember what happened? What happened? Come on, say it. What does Isaiah say? "Here I am, send me." I got a question for you. Was God even talking to him? I actually don't think God was talking to him. I think He's talking to Himself. And Isaiah has the gall to say, "Send me! Here I am! Here I am!" You know, in English, if you're having a conversation with somebody at McDonald's and they interrupt you, what do we say? "Mind your own business." And God, I think, could have said to Isaiah, "Mind your own business, not talking to you." But I think God is honored when the prophet says, hey, send me. I'm willing to go. God, in the prophetic psalm, Psalm 2, God says to the Son, ask of me, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance. We haven't even asked God for our neighbor. For our lost family members. For our co-workers that don't yet know him. We're just happy to be blessed. But the blessing is so that we can be a blessing. And the blessings are in Christ. Let me hurry up because I do want us to take time to continue worship in song and to pray. So, praising God the Father, Jesus Christ, is the expected and proper reaction to all the blessings we've been given. When we understand, we're going to talk about them down the road, seven particular blessings that are addressed in these verses. Seven particular blessings. When we begin to understand those blessings, we should, our only reaction should be, bless God. Blessed be God. Now, blessing, the word blessing, it's in both in its Hebrew and in its Greek word, involves the whole body. And normally, to bless somebody meant that you raised your hands and you knelt with a gift in hand. So when Paul says, blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are to give. What can we give? What is the only thing we have to give? Our lives, ourselves. And kneel in surrender and stretch our hands and say, blessed be the Lord. Blessed be God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. But do you know what else Paul says? And it's exactly the same word. That God blesses us. Have you considered that God blesses us? Now, this is gonna mess us up because I know it did for me. Can you imagine God coming with hands stretched, kneeling before you and blessing you? You know where that happened? In Jesus Christ. Paul says that he descended, he lowered himself, he humbled himself so that he could, with arms stretched out, maybe not like this, but like this, and blessed us. Do we capture that? How blessed we are? And when we understand that, our only reaction, our only response is blessed. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Bless his name. Bless his plan. Bless his sovereignty. Bless his goodness. Bless his richness. Bless his generosity. Blessed, 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 blessed. It's the only proper response. To do anything else, it's not cool. I love this, what Daryl Johnson says, that the God we bless blesses us. How cool is that? How cool is that? He blesses us, we bless him. We bless him, he blesses us. Bless, 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 blessed. Chapter 2, verse 1. Paul gives us some very, very bad news. Because you know, good news don't sound so good until you hear the bad news first. He says, but as for you, you remember how what it says? You were dead in your trespasses. One of the many words that the New Testament uses for sin. But as for you, you were dead in your sins. But now you have been what? What is it? Made alive. Made alive in Christ. What a glorious thought. Do you feel blessed? Do you feel blessed enough to say, oh, God bless you. Oh, God, I didn't realize how blessed I am. Oh, God, I did not actually grasp all these blessings that you've given to me, and you give them to me again and again and again.